BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目。I'm 佳莹
，and I'm Sam. Welcome.
本期节目要回答的问题如下：你好 ，So, thus, therefore 和 hence 的区别我不是很明白，可以讲解一下吗
？Let's start with what these words have in common. So, thus, therefore, and hence are all adverbs.And are all used to give the reason for something happening or the result of something.
这四个词翻译成汉语都是所以、因此，用来连接事情的原因和结果，但用法不同。第一个区别是正式程度不同。So 的正式程度居中，可用在任何语境中，使用频率最高。相比之下 ，therefore 稍微正式一点，但还是很常用。Thus 和 hence 是四个词中最正式的，使用频率没有其他两个词那么高。
Now, let's take a closer look at how each of them is used, starting with so. Remember that so can have different meanings, but in this program, we are only talking about when it gives a reason for something happening.
Yes, so 在用来说明事情发生的原因时，意思是所以、因此，在句子中用来连接事情发生的因果。
Let's hear some examples now. As you listen, try to notice the position of so in the sentences.
We were hungry, so we got a snack. His knee started hurting during the tennis match, so he stopped playing.I was worried about my sister, so I called her.
注意在上面的例句中 ,so 位于句中用来连接事情的因果。
Let's look at thus now. Thus can replace so in many sentences, but remember the difference in formality. Because it's more formal, thus is used more in writing and would be considered strange in a casual conversation.
没错 ,thus 的意思是因而、从而。它比 so 更正式。Sam, thus 应该放在句子中的什么位置呢
?Good question. Again, like so, we use thus to introduce the result. It can come after and, or simply after a comma.
原来 thus 和 so 一样也可以放在起到承上启下作用的单词 and 后面。或者前半句话的逗号后面引出事情的结果。听三个例句，你可能会在报刊文章或学术论文中看到这样的句子。
The company has announced that it plans to improve sales and thus to increase profits in the coming year. There is evidence that a shorter working week means people are better rested and thus more productive.The artist used mostly dark colors, thus reflecting the country's difficult history.
接着来说一说 therefore, 它的意思也是因此所以。
With therefore, we have more flexibility about where it can go in a sentence. Here are some examples to show this.
He's scared of flying. Therefore, he doesn't travel much by plane.He's scared of flying and therefore doesn't travel much by plane. He's scared of flying. He therefore doesn't travel much by plane. He's scared of flying. He doesn't, therefore, travel much by plane.
这四个例句的含义完全相同，我们只是改变了 therefore 在句中的位置和一些标点符号。可以看出 therefore 在句中的位置相对灵活。
Exactly. Let's look at hence next. Like the other words we've looked at, hence is used when giving a reason or explanation for something, but it has a more fixed position in a sentence.
在节目开始我们说到副词 hence 很正式。它的意思是因此由此用来解释说明一件事情发生的原因。它在句子中的位置更加固定，放在句中前半句话结尾的逗号或破折号后。Hence 后面接名词或名词短语。听三个例句。
His father is Spanish, hence his name, Juan. Many celebrities are attending the festival, hence the extra security. It was her birthday last week, hence the new shoes.
好了，希望我们的讲解帮助大家加深了对副词 so, thus, therefore 和 hence 的理解。在使用这些词的时候，区别它们的一个方法是记清楚每个词的正式程度，以及该词在句中的位置。
And remember, if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us too. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Until next time, bye bye.
BBC Learning English.